From JMA Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
The trachometer, let me guess, didn't go very far.
No. Hey, Mike, we've also almost wrapped up another week in lockdown. So while we're poring over these daily COVID cases, I just think we've yet to really understand the sort of collateral damage around businesses that will never recover. Think hospo, retail, businesses that just won't start because of lack of confidence anyway. Frustration levels have risen this week, Mike, but through all that, we love data, and we love real-time data, and the ANZ Trachometer of August gives us just that. No great surprise that traffic volumes plummeted in the latter half of August. I'm not sure, can't even remember how to turn my car on, Mike. I mean, the light traffic index fell 27.6%, the heavy traffic index down 18.1%. But there's a bit of a same theme here as we talked about with the card spending data. We've got this big fall in traffic volumes, but once again, significantly less severe than last level four lockdown. So, and the authors actually do make a valid point here that these split restriction levels will make the relationship between traffic data and economic activity a little bit less reliable because you've got this lack of movement now across the sort of new Auckland borders. But there's also clear evidence here of the phenomenon we're seeing in card spending data, and that's the prevalence and acceptance of online shopping, which means there are more delivery vehicles on the road this time. So more essential goods suppliers have sort of sorted out and now providing online shipping options. And a quick addendum, Mike, ANZ in this release have included their card spending data, which corroborates the BNZ data we spoke about yesterday. So spending has fallen, but not as sharply as it did in the first level four lockdown.
That is good. Do you really want to go here on a Friday? You're going to pull your chinos up and give this a go, are you?
I'm going to give it a crack. So everybody settle in. It's time for the fantastic, the scarcely believable, and further evidence of the fact that I'm completely losing touch of the world around me. Now, I want to talk about loot. Now, apparently this is the hottest project in the NFT space, NFT being non-fungible tokens, and we'll come back to that in a minute. So Loot is the latest project from the co-founder of Vine. Do you remember Vine?
Mm-hmm.
It's this guy, Dom Hoffman.
Yep.
So it's in similar vein and extension of the explosion in trading of non-fungible tokens, which are effectively internet virtual ownership of images. The NBA have jumped on this. And if you're out there today, you've not got much to do in level four lockdown, you want to look into this, Google the Doge meme. Doge being Dogecoin, made famous by Elon Musk. That NFT is now reportedly worth $225 million, completely nuts. They've syndicated the Doge meme. Anyway, Dom Hoffman, co-founder of Vine, social networking short form video hosting service. Well, Dom's been busy, Mike. In March, he created Blitmap. So these are images. They were images originally, and it became a community sort of created fantasy sci-fi universe. These images stored on the Ethereum blockchain. You can buy and sell those images, Mike. The cheapest Blitmap now costs close to $100,000. It's more than your average bloody Ralph Hotory. Anyway, this laid the groundwork, the foundation for his latest venture, Loot. I'll try my best to explain this. Imagine a fantasy universe, and in that realm, there are things, random items, like a studded leather glove. So Hoffman created a random idea generator to create these items. Then he put these items in virtual bags, 8,000 of them, divine hoods, necklaces of enlightenment. Let's be very clear, he didn't create the fantasy realm. He didn't create or draw the items. He simply sold the people the idea of what could be in the fantasy realm inside these bags. I kid you not. Then he sold them, Mike. He sold 8,000 of these bags. And this has been referred to as NFT improv. In the 5 days following the launch, these things changed hands for $46 million. Loot now has a market capitalization of $180 million. This guy effectively sold Scotch Mist.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Full and his money. Now, what are the numbers?
Right, back to the real world. 34,892 on the Dow Jones, down 140 points, 0.4%. The S&P 500, 4,493, down 20 points, 0.45%. And the NASDAQ, 15,277, down 10 points. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 1%, down 71,7024. The Nikkei down 173, just over 30,000. The Shanghai Composite up 18, 3,693. The ASX got smacked retract a bit yesterday, down 1.9%, 7369. The NZX 50 down a little bit in sympathy, down 97 points, 13,095. On the currencies, 0.7113 against the US, 0.9649 Aussie strong there, 0.6011 Euro, 0.5136 pounds, 77.99 Japanese yen, gold $1,796, Brent crude $71.34.
You're not here Monday, call level four.
I reckon we go down. We go down to three, but it could be 2 weeks. But what changes? You can get KFC. I mean,
well, wouldn't you take KFC? It's better than a non-fungible token at the moment, isn't it?
Give me a non-fungible token any day of the week.
Have a good weekend, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.